I still, for what it's worth, that whole San Francisco thing, like, it was one of those moments where you feel like you're in a dream. And then looking back at it, I'm like, it didn't happen. There's no way that happened. Like, I see the picture behind you and I'm just like,
yeah, I was gonna say, dude, I gotta say, that's why I have this every day. It reminds me of that. Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Welcome to Founder Stories, a show about ordinary people on a journey to build their own exceptional businesses. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder and CEO of O2E Brands. We're home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shack Shine. I started my business hauling junk as an 18-year-old paying his way through college. 30 years later, we're 250 franchises strong. I've learned a few lessons along the way, the most important one being that it's all about people. And I mean all about people. So I'm on a mission to uncover the founder stories of some of our most inspiring people. From the decisions that lead them to take the leap, to the celebrations and lessons that follow. In its history, the Golden Gate Bridge has only been closed 3 times. First for its opening, the second for the filming of Batman, and the third because this franchise partner from episode 1, Tom Ritma, asked the question, can we close the bridge? This is his Golden Gate Bridge story.
You know, you gave me an experience in San Francisco. I'll let you tell the story, but it was life-changing. It was one of those things where you're incredibly, incredibly gracious and you always love thanking everybody. And you found a way to thank me for my small part in 1-800-GOT-JUNK and did something special for me. Tell the story. What did you do?
So Michael Lord, who we know, a field advisor, approached me and said, hey, Tom, I'm going to try to get Brian to visit San Francisco. As you know, he doesn't have a lot of time to visit locations. So this is kind of a big deal. He would love to come and say hi. By the way, do you think you could do something special for him? Like, let's do like a big morning breakfast or, you know, maybe we could do a wave. So I said, okay. I took that as a bit of a challenge. How can I do something awesome for our founder and CEO, for someone that provided the foundation for me making an awesome life? And so I've always wanted to get a picture of our trucks on the Golden Gate Bridge. And for years, we've tried to get our trucks together and get, you know, climb up the mountain near the bridge and take a picture, and it never works. There's always vehicles in between our trucks. It just never works. So I have occasionally, from time to time, seen a picture of brands having their cars down one lane of the Golden Gate Bridge. And Ferrari, which has a dealership in Marin, has a picture on their wall of like 8 Ferraris in one lane of the Golden Gate Bridge. And I'm like, so I knew it could be done somehow. So I showed up at a local California Highway Patrol office and said, hey, my name's Tom Ritma. I own a business here in town. I launched it 20 years ago. It's always been a dream of mine to get a picture of my trucks on the bridge. Who would I talk to? Can you guys help me? And the guy looked at me like I had 3 eyes and said, buddy, that's above my pay grade. But if you want to leave your name and number, I'll have someone call you. And so talking to the right person at the CHP led me to talking to someone in the California Film Commission who said, well, we have shut down the bridge before for a film. Are you shooting a film? Quickly, I said, yes, we are. I'll be in a helicopter shooting this for our founder and CEO. She's like, well, if you can write a film script and submit it to me, we'll consider it. So I quickly wrote a quick film synopsis and sent it in. She liaised with the CHP, who liaised with the Bridge District. And the more I talked to people and the more I conspired to share my vision, the more people said, let's help this kid out. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, they're going to shut down a lane of the bridge for us.
Yeah.
Well, a week before the shoot, we just happened to do a job for the individual at the CHP who I was talking to. He fell in love with our service. And I didn't know until about 5 days before you were arriving that they were going to do anything other than shut down 2 lanes. So I got a call from the CHP and he said, young man, how many lanes would you like shut down? And I thought, did he just ask me how many lanes? And I said, well, how about all of them? And what I meant was all of the lanes going in one direction.
Right.
And he said, no problem. We'll shut down the whole bridge. And I was thinking quickly, and I didn't want to hum and I didn't want to haw. And I said, that sounds perfect. What do we do to lock that in? And so he said, all you need to do is pay for 8 constables and we'll shut down the traffic northbound and southbound for 15 minutes so you can have your parade across the bridge. I literally, Brian, almost fell off my chair. So as you know, because you and I were in a helicopter above the bridge, all of a sudden the traffic on the bridge stopped. You're kind of freaking out. You're like, Rip, where's all the cars? There's no cars on the bridge.
Ah. No, and we were in a helicopter hovering at the bridge in one spot. And I'm wondering, what are you doing, Tom? Like you said, let's go explore the Bay Area. Thanks for coming in for a meeting. I knew you grew up in San Francisco. Thought I'd show you your hometown. We're flying in the fog and we're like, this is cool. But then I'm like, Tom, why are we stopping?
Then all of a sudden we see these trucks. I think there was 32 trucks. We marched along the Golden Gate Bridge, totally shut down. And what's awesome is my wife was on the bridge with our 1-year-old daughter. And she said it was eerie. There wasn't a sound to be heard because there's no cars whizzing by. And she got a great video of the trucks rolling across. And as you know, you and I are hovering above the bridge watching it. I honestly, to this day, I have no idea how that happened. It just is a perfect reminder of don't be afraid sometimes to ask for the impossible. Mm-hmm. And people want to help you. People want to help other people with like radical kind of ideas and dreams. And I think this is an example of that. But I don't think I can ever top it. So you're not allowed to come back to San Francisco. I don't know what I'd do next.
No kidding. Well, thank you for that moment, because that is a memory of the 32 years I've had in business with 1-800-GOT-JUNK and O2E. I mean, that moment of watching 32 trucks drive down a closed bridge. You know, people have moments in their life where things are surreal, but I couldn't escape my head and go, what is actually going on? I don't get this. This makes no sense. And it was incredible. And we talk about, and you know me at my home office, to have that quote behind me that says, Walt Disney, it says, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. I would have told you, I'm a visionary. I see possibility in everyone. If you told me you were going to do this, I would have said, Ritma, give your head a shake. This one is impossible. No one could pull that off.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Founder Stories. I'm Brian Scudamore. I love hearing stories from founders. I'm curious what resonated with you. Tell me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or go to my YouTube channel to learn more.